Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Jeez. He's a pralines and cream kind of guy. Oh. Joins us under our Ferguson Bath
Rocky
Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline.
Chocolate.
What's up, Joe?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. And well, you know,
the Goonies reference.
Yeah,
that's right.
Joe, I guess last night at Rupp Arena, Tennessee kind of felt some of what Vanderbilt felt a couple weeks ago. Good defense by Kentucky down the stretch helped get the job done.
Well, I think we all knew that chances were Kentucky was going to get better as time went along, as they got more accustomed to how Billy Gillespie wants them to play, and especially defensively, and certainly with Tennessee coming in ranked, you know, number three like they were, they were going to be fired up for that game, and obviously played very well down the stretch. And, you know, Rupp is still, I don't care, and everybody's right. The Tennessee guys were saying the right things going in. Everybody, Rupp Arena is still a tough place to go and win. And, you know, Vanderbilt, you know, lost there in double overtime this year. And they caught Kentucky as they were just beginning to start that upswing, I think, of playing better basketball. So it's going to be a great race in the East. And, you know, everybody with a loss now, at least. So we'll, you know, we'll see how it goes tonight. Florida plays at South Carolina, and then, of course, we get Florida on Sunday, so there's going to be a logjam at the top of the division, I think.
Joe, a lot of talk about Earl Bennett's draft status, but the Commodore player who will go first and perhaps in the first round is offensive tackle Chris Williams, mm-hmm. who's currently at the Senior Bowl.
He's climbed the charts too. He was highly thought of anyway, and I think he's helped himself all during the course of his senior season and during the drills. He's at the Senior Bowl, and he's very highly thought of. Could be a first-round pick. It depends on who, by need, of course. But you know how valuable offensive tackles are, especially a left tackle that Chris played, you know, all year long. So I'll be curious to watch that. A couple other guys to watch for other than Earl. Obviously, Jonathan Goff is very highly thought of at a linebacker spot. And Curtis Gatewood played in the East-West Shrine game along with Jonathan last weekend in Houston, and he played linebacker. And I thought that might be what they would do. Of course, he was a beefed-up defensive end for Vanderbilt at 255 or so. He could certainly lose maybe 10 pounds and still be very big at 245. And you know how Curtis can run. So I'm sure they were curious to see his cover skills and those kind of things. But that's a guy that is a really outstanding athlete and could play himself into the draft as well.
As far as a former Commodore, a guy who's going to get paid as we approach free agency here on March 1st is Javon Hay, who had eight sacks for Tampa Bay as a defensive end, a guy who really came into his own. And I know if the Titans are looking, if they lose Antoine Odom, Javon Hay is a guy I know they're probably going to take a hard look at.
Well, I think you should, because he's earned the look. You know, a lot of us thought maybe he made a mistake going early and the things that he did early in his career, but he has hung in there. He's played through it. He's matured. He's grown in the game, and he's become a very active part of that defense, and certainly a guy that is going to get a look. And as you said, I think he's going to get paid for his efforts from the past year.
And if you're going off of how a guy plays against the team,
yeah.
He surely had a heck of a game against the Titans earlier in the year.
Yeah,
I was just like, where's? I even made comment on the radio broadcast, Joe, is that, you know, where was that at Vandy?
Yeah, well, I know. Well,
his last year there.
Yeah, well, we saw flashes of it, but teams really kind of keyed on him his last year at Vandy, but it's been great to see him succeed, and I think a lot of folks around here would love to see him wearing that Titans blue.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.